Wisconsin requires students to take 3 years of social studies and 4 years of English before they graduate, but students only need 2 years of math and science to get their diplomas. Wisconsin is one of only 13 states that doesn't require more math and science. In his State of the State address a year ago, Governor Doyle proposed catching up to the rest of the pack. Janesville Republican Debbie Towns is sponsoring the idea in the legislature.
When we look at our performance on national assessment tests in math and science, we're pretty mediocre. And when you're not performing well at something, doing more of it makes you better.
Towns says math and science education are especially important to keep technical jobs from going overseas. The State Department of Public Instruction agrees, but calls Towns' proposal a simplistic way of going about it. Assistant State Superintendent Deborah Mahaffey says taking away local flexibility will make it tougher for schools to teach math and science through other courses.
Some of the pre-engineering things or some of the CAD courses are very math-based, but they're not a math credit. And so students, you know, if we're really talking about also preparing people for manufacturing or technical careers, those are very viable options.
Mahaffey says requiring more math and science would also come with a cost. She says schools would have to hire more teachers from an already thin talent pool and might have to expand their lab space to teach more chemistry classes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.